after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his... in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. It's very important that we refer to the scriptures and we refer back to God. Because we have to think about this very clearly. Why does human life matter? Why does any human life matter? Especially when we compare with animals. Why is our lives more important than that of an animal? Because, as the scriptures clearly point out, we've been created in the image of Almighty God. We also have to ask ourselves, why does anything matter? Because of the One, the God who created heaven and earth, and whom we will be held accountable to one day. The God whom we will all stand before one day. The God who will judge this nation if it does not repent of its rebellion against Him. We come pointing out the evils of abortion, but this sadly is but a symptom of the disease within our hearts. We've been created in God's image, but ever since the fall of Adam, we have been in rebellion against Him, our Creator. And until the Spirit of God opens our hearts, opens our minds to see the truth of the gospel, what Christ did upon the cross, none of us will ever look to Him. What does your life, matter? And when does your life begin to matter? Does it begin to matter at birth? Does it begin to matter at 5 years old? At what exact point do human beings have any rights at all? But we know from the scriptures, and we know that the baby in the womb is a person, a unique human being with unique DNA, and whom has been created by God Himself. Life begins to matter at conception. And sadly, our society now defends the murder, the dismemberment of children in their own womb. This crime carried out by doctors who have sworn to defend life. Without God, without this reference to God, without seeing that we're created in God's image, life is absurd. Life has no meaning, and it has no purpose. But you know, and I know, that that is not true. It could be one of the reasons why someone listening to this, listening to the Word of God, could become so angry. Because they know that this is true. We hold, when we're outside of Christ, we hold the truth and unrighteousness. We suppress that truth, that image. We know because we've been created by God that there is purpose, there is meaning. And God is the source of all life, the source of all truth. And unless we turn to Him, unless we repent as a nation, as individuals, as families, as communities, the slaughter will continue. Yes, we need different representatives in government, those who will uphold the law of God. What this nation needs is a new heart, a new nature. It's not enough to profess the Protestant religion if we don't live it, if our lives are a complete contradiction to that. I was raised in a Roman Catholic home, originally from Cork. And only until the Lord opened my heart, that I repented of my sins, turned from serving self. I once was pro-choice before I was a Christian. And even as a pro-choice person, I knew that that was a baby in the womb. I just didn't care. It was only when God gave me a new heart, I saw and I cared about my neighbor, that baby in the womb. The law of God calls us to love our neighbor as ourselves. The second great commandment. And part of that commandment is, thou shalt not kill. It's just part of that commandment. But part of that commandment is also the preservation of life. This is why we're here today. We are not any better than you. We are sinners. We are also in need of the grace of God. But at the same time, we implore you to turn from your sin. From, if you do support the killing of children in the womb, if you think that this is a choice that a mother should have, then we call you to repent of this sin also. We call on our elected representatives that they would also repent and know Christ. There is no sphere of life where disobedience against God is acceptable. The only reason any of us who are believers in Jesus Christ have been accepted by Him is because of the work of Christ, because of His perfect life, His death, He came in for sin, and that He rose again from the dead, vindicating and showing that He is the promised Messiah. We have been created in the image of God. And for that reason, each and every one of us will stand before God. And there's only two scenarios. Either we will stand naked before Him with our own righteousness, our own filth, because our greatest deeds, as the Bible tells us, are but filthy rags. Or we will stand clothed in the righteousness of Christ. It does not matter what you have done in your past, if you've supported abortion, if in fact you have participated in abortion, if you've campaigned for abortion, or any of the other multitude of sins against the holy and righteous God. There is forgiveness, there is hope, there is life, and there is forgiveness for sins that you have committed, but only in Christ. Only in His terms. Not on your terms. Not in your time. Today is the day of salvation. Because salvation is of the Lord.
Amen.
It's a call to flee from your sin. To flee from your idolatry. Whatever that idolatry may be. To serve Himself. Serving Christ Jesus. And this is why we're here. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Each and every one of us have sinned. If you are a Christian here today, if you are someone who has repented of their sins and trusted in Jesus Christ and sees the dignity of human life. Do something. Do something to promote the dignity of human life. In some way, within your influence, stand for those without a voice. Stand for those appointed who have a death sentence hanging over their heads. Stand for those who are the most vulnerable in our society. Our society rightly stands against child abuse. But what does our society say in the face of the abuse of one who is so helpless in the
womb?
Not only does it do nothing, it cares not for this baby in the womb. Why? Because this baby can offer you nothing. This baby can only be a burden to you. Because we have no true love, the Bible calls for our neighbor. Our neighbor. The law of God can be summarized in these two commandments. To love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And the second great commandment, to love your neighbor as yourself. Now, not one of us, for any single second, has loved God as much as we ought to. We fail, each and every one of us, myself included. But by God's grace, by the work of the Spirit of God, I have been made a new creature in Jesus Christ, not of myself. I cannot boast, but because the Lord showed mercy upon me. And the second great commandment, to love your neighbor as yourself. When we see acts of discrimination in the street, when we see acts of racism, or any other form of discrimination, it makes us rightfully angry. But what happens when we hear of someone who is tragically chosen to end the life of their own child? We say it is brave. We say it is a great thing. It has even become something to boast about. If your baby was born and you came to the same conclusion, what would be your reaction? I hope the reaction would be horror. Do not forget that the reason human life has any value, the reason your life has any value, the reason the poor person's life has any value, is because we've been created in God's image, because of our Creator God. We must look to Him for the solution. We must look to Him for the answer. We must look to Him for the solution to this Holocaust that is taking place in these islands. How many countless lives have been taken through the census act of abortion over these last few decades in England, Scotland, Wales, now in Northern Ireland? Countless lives. Forget not those people. They are people. And our nation needs to repent. This province needs to repent. And if you're listening to this, and you are guilty, and you've carried out this, or you've supported, or you've pressured somebody into an abortion, there is forgiveness. There is that healing balm which comes from Jesus Christ alone. The Apostle Paul himself was a murderer. When Jesus called him to himself, he said, Saul, Saul, Why do you persecute me? Saul persecuted the church, but the Lord opened his eyes. And by God's grace, much of the New Testament has been written by that apostle. There is forgiveness in Jesus Christ. No, you cannot make up for your sins of the past, but there is hope. There is forgiveness. Whatever you may have done, whatever stain may be on your record, it can be washed clean in Jesus Christ and by His blood and by His blood alone. Amen.
Amen.